Welcome to the first annual Boxer Rockers podcast. This is being recorded on December 4th, 2010. And it will probably go up December 4th, 2010, hopefully. Mike is with us. Say hi.
What's up?
Dopey is with us.
Am I now? I didn't know that.
And Nathan is with us.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
And I'm Dylan.
All right, so we just want to talk about what's going on and random stuff. So I would like to start by saying that Mike is not a part of Boxer Rockers, but he is our special guest. And he might be a recurring special guest.
And we mean special.
And yeah, exactly.
We mean special.
So, Mike, where do you live? Like, what state? Don't give, like, specifics, but
Texas.
Where do you live? What city?
Texas? Dallas.
What city
Midland.
Do you live in? What city do you live in, Nathan?
We live in the same city. Spartanburg. South Carolina.
And the same for me. All right, but we make, well, we haven't yet, we're going to make Machinima. So far I've just made two achievement videos, and Dopey has uploaded a few clips, one of which features Mike, and Nathan has done nothing, because he's been on vacation.
Shut up.
And big old Kentucky. Woo! Shout out.
Pretty sure that's Kentucky.
Out there.
Yeah, it's Kentucky.
Inside joke. I love inside jokes.
Okay. Yeah, they're great on podcasts.
I guess not.
All right, first question. Is it just me, or does Dopey have a question mark as a face?
Yeah, we're using Skype to record this, and Dopey's not having an icon.
I know, but you actually have a face. He has a question mark as a face. It's a full question mark over a shirt.
Oh, I didn't know I had a face. I'm cool. I have a face. But yeah, we are on boxerrockers.blogspot.com if you're checking this out on iTunes or and you should check there regularly on the blog because we put
for real.
So yeah, we started this like I think our first video went up I want to say like November 21st or something.
Oh my god, that was a long time ago.
I know, right? It's been
like when I was four.
It's been like a long and hard journey, but I made it. Yeah, the 21st. Wow, I can't believe I remember that. And it's a Call of Duty Black Ops achievement guide because those are pretty easy to make. But next year, hopefully, you don't expect to see anything this year because it's almost Christmas and the year's almost over. But next year, we will hopefully have some Machinima out. We have a big idea that has kind of been taken, but it's in a different language. And so we're just going to do our own version because I couldn't contact them. And we like to do like some little side Machinima projects, like solo stuff. But so, Mike, what games have you been playing recently?
Mostly Black Ops and every once in a while some just newer games just to mess around on. Like Assassin's Creed. I play mostly FIFA, any soccer games or Madden. Anything that just comes out and, that just gets a lot of cells.
All right. That's fantastic. Debbie, what are you?
Nothing but Black Ops and Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
Yeah, you just finished that last night. How did you like the ending?
Spoiler alert. It was amazing.
Don't.
Actually, I lied. It wasn't amazing. It was terrible. Worst ending ever.
I did gouge my eyes out. No, that game is fantastic. from what I played. I played like an hour and a half. I didn't finish the first one. I didn't finish the second one. But I did play a good bit. I played like 2 hours of the second one. First one really. Was bad, though.
No, I think the first one's awesome. I think they're all pretty awesome.
The first one, no, it was too repetitive. But two was really good. But from the 2 hours I played. But I'm going to finish Brotherhood. That's like a personal goal. But,
they have that now?
Yes, they do. They're called New Year's resolutions. So what games are you? Did you ever play that Need for Speed remake?
Not yet. I'm probably gonna get it from GameFly after I finish random achievements on Brotherhood.
Well, recently I've been playing nothing much really. I actually haven't been playing much. I've been working on the computer a good bit and making videos for Black Crops, but I've been playing Dead Ops a lot, and I just started Brotherhood. Like, the last few games that I've got from Blockbuster and started, I haven't seemed to finish. Like, I got the Lost game. I knew it was going to be bad, but I was going to try and stick it out for the easy achievements, and just because it's Lost. But it was too bad. I took it back, like, after an hour. And I didn't finish Dead Rising 2, but it was all right. And I didn't finish
Dead Rising 2 was all right. I mean, it was fun for, like, the first couple of hours just killing zombies, but, I mean, after a while, it just gets kind of old because it's kind of, it replays itself too much. You know, it's just like, kill zombies, get over here, do this, and then kill some more zombies, go over there, do that. It's repetitive. That's the word I'm looking for.
Well, the thing about it is, like, I would like a mode where I could just go around and pick up TVs and paper planes and kill zombies with them, but it's not like that, and I really don't like that, because, like, you have to be here within, like, 5 minutes of real lifetime, which is, like, an hour in-game, and you have to get some Zombrex, or you have to do this, or you have to do that, and I just want to kill zombies, and I really wish that there was just a mode to be able to do that. I don't know if there is, like, once you beat the game or what, but I didn't play too much because I was just sick of, like, having to go here and
Yeah, that's the only thing I didn't like was, that's all I liked doing was just going around killing some zombies. I mean, I don't want to I just want to do that instead of running around everywhere trying to do missions that I want to later do.
Well, yeah, definitely. But I'm going to finish Brotherhood. So, out of all the games, let's ask Nathan real quick. What games have you been playing recently, Nathan?
I've been playing Rock Band 3, Black Ops, but not much of multiplayer. I'm only, like, rank 30, and I've been playing the crap out of zombies.
So, you finally finished Bioshock 2, Nathan?
Yes, and the last, like, 2 hours of it were super amazing.
Yeah, that was,
you,
like, that would have been big
news. You just now beat that game?
Yeah, wow. Yeah. So, Dobie, you're not very talkative. What's going on?
Stuff.
Are you playing Turok?
Who told you? You were supposed to know.
Are you serious? Okay, well, yeah, we need to talk about that too. I'm giving my Game of the Year award, even though it didn't come out this year, to Turok. I'm giving my Game of the Decade to Turok, because that game is so good.
Are you freaking kidding me?
And we just found out.
Please tell me you're joking. Please.
Everyone in this chat is lying right now. It is the most terrible game there is.
I'd rather play E.T. I'd rather play E.T. for 3 hours straight than play that game for 2 minutes.
But Nathan actually enjoyed Turok.
Embedded in Mexico, than play a game that just came out like what 4 years ago, 3 years ago.
El Sneakador's Taco Panic Attack was very good. Don't diss that game.
That game was not. How did you like that game? Honestly,
Sombrero Edition was even better.
Wait, what game are we talking about here? E.T. or Turok?
No. Could you hear what Nathan said?
It was El Sneakador's Taco Panic Attack.
Now we're talking about Red Dead? What's going on?
Dead. I thought Red Dead had a freaking... I thought it had a good campaign, and I thought it was cool how it was like Old Western, and it was just like a humongous, like a huge map of anything.
I was not as impressed. Like, I thought that the campaign was fun, the multiplayer was fun. Like, the game's fun, but it was just... Like, there was huge hype around it. Like, it was revolutionary, and it was alright, and I didn't finish it. But I want to go back and finish it because it was all right.
The sequel is going to be even better. It's called Blue Alive.
That's hilarious. Yeah. Did you even hear what he said?
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately, we did. To be honest, what was y'all's favorite game of this year?
I was about to ask you that, but you can't say Black Ops or Reach.
Assassin's Creed.
Black Ops or what?
Reach.
Oh, nobody likes Reach. Halo. Nobody cares about that.
You know what? Okay. Mine is definitely, hands down.
Oh, Alan, I forgot about that one. Yeah, I'd have to say that one too.
Nathan, what's yours?
I think that one would have to be my favorite single player as well.
Okay, and what about you, Mike?
I don't know. It's pretty hard to say. Depends. Are we talking about overall just good or just like campaign?
Just overall good.
Man, it's probably going to be towards Alan Wake or... Man, I don't know. It's probably Alan Wake.
Wow, so Alan Wake won a Boxer Rockers Podcast Award for Greatest Game of the Year. But the game sold like 300-something thousand copies. And the DLC, I don't know how the DLC sold, but I haven't bought the second DLC. But I will buy the second DLC. But so I don't know if there will be a sequel, but they said that they would like to do a sequel. Plus, there's like a cliffhanger from what I played. But
so, do you think 300,000 copies is pretty low?
Well, for a new IP, that's all right. But Blur, like the people that made Blur are maybe getting sold or closing down. And I haven't looked at the sales for that, but apparently they're very underwhelming. Like for a new IP, like Assassin's Creed's like the fastest like selling kind of, not like in a date-to-date basis. But, like, by game ratio, new IP, because, I mean, it became, like, a hit franchise in, like, one game. So, that kind of, like, set a bar, I guess. So, there's big news, guys, and I'm actually kind of excited about this and kind of down by it. A certain service shut down recently. Do any of you know what that is?
I do not.
It is.
Oh,
LimeWire.
Yeah, I heard about that.
LimeWire. Oh no, I didn't hear about
care
that.
Care less.
I'm glad it shut down because, like, okay, I'm gonna admit it. I'm gonna come out and say it.
Come out of the closet. It's okay.
All right, I have pirated things before, but
you're a bad man.
I'm against pirating video games. Like, we have a friend.
Whose name will not be mentioned.
It rhymes with Kyle. And he, he has flashed his Xbox, and, well, he got a new one, he flashed his old one. And he pirates, he downloads and burns games. And I'm just against that. And I'm against pirating music, so I'm glad that LimeWire shut down.
Set the Eminem down.
But,
said the person who downloaded the Eminem album early.
You know what? You can
just stop telling lies. Right.
You can go for yourself. All right. I don't do that for real. I mean, I buy Eminem CDs first day, biatch. But I don't buy songs on iTunes because I'm not.
You're not normal.
A big fan.
Sorry.
Of digital. I mean, I buy physical CDs. But I don't buy physical books. I hate physical books.
I hate
there's
books
one media that needs to
go. It has
to
be an audiobook for me to like it.
I mean, I don't like read like 6 books a year. But I mean, unless it's like biographies or something of like sexy people, like
Michael Schofield,
definitely. Like Sarah Palin. No, who said that? No, but like the 2 books that I have read this year, one was Shit My Dad Says. And that was a really good book, and I read it on my iPod. And I hate the idea of books because like you can like have a whole room of books fit on an iPod, like something smaller than an actual book. And that's
you
just like
an
the
entire room of CDs.
Same thing with CDs.
In your iPod.
Yeah, same thing with CDs. But I don't buy many CDs. Like I have all the Eminem CDs, and I have one 50-cent CD, and that's it. But I'm about to buy a new CI CD, so it's not like I have like a bookcase of CDs. I only have like.
I feel the same way about video games. Like, I want all the Call of Duties as the disc and the case. I want Call of Duty 1, which is, like, ungettable now. Or un-get.
Yeah.
I just set up a new word. Yay.
Yeah.
I'm
a huge
buying Modern Gay Fair 2.
Cock of Duty, Modern Gay Fair 2.
Modded Warfare. It's called Modded. From now on, we refer to it as Modded Warfare 2.
Yeah, I'm a huge Halo fanboy, and I have all of those on disc, and I have the Legendary Edition of Reach, and I have the sexy limited edition Halo Reach Xbox sitting next to me. It's freaking beautiful.
It makes weird. I should go over there and bust it.
No, that's just me. All right, so my favorite part of Black Ops is Wagger matches, which actually I have a story to tell. Like, the first time I booted up the game, my little nephew, he's 8, which I know is an M-rated game, but we're all under 17.
Don't tell anybody.
Yeah. Don't tell the cops.
I don't want to go to jail, Mom.
The one person listening, you know, I'm talking to you. And he booted up, and he was reading it, and he's like, what's a Wagger match? I was like, dude, it's wager matches. And he's like, oh, and he still calls them Wagger matches. Like, this kid, he thinks that respawning is responding. And he's like, man, I spawned, and he hit me. Like, he spells it like S-P-O-N-D instead of, like, spawn. And he's like, man, I'm waiting to spawn. And I'm like, dude, it's spawn. Spawn. And, like, forever, whenever he would say crouch, he would say crutch. It was really weird. The kid has some pronunciation problems.
Dude, calm down. He's just trying to respawn.
Oh, that's hilarious. You just shut my computer down. It was so funny. No, but yeah, I love wager matches. I actually just spent like 3 hours playing Gun Game with Nathan, and you know, you really do it. Playing Ante Up, you get like nothing for it basically except self satisfaction. Which
I won.
I won every game.
The heck you did?
No, I won like, okay, I won all of them except Nathan. I gave him a brownie because he did so good.
Dude, I almost won, like, almost every single...
Yeah, he's pretty beast. He's pretty beast.
Just knifed him. That was the only reason he won. Like, just knifed everybody. No one could get past... No one could get past
yeah, we were,
the last place. They were all at last the whole time because he knifed everyone.
Yeah, there's this one dude, and I'm not going to say his name. He was, like, he was on crossbow. And so, like, we were trying to stop him because we were a good ways away. So we just ran up to him. Or Nathan ran up to him.
He was on ballistic, though.
Well, the first time he's on crossbow. Whatever. Anyways. So Nathan ran up to him and knifed him, and we got him down like 3 or 4 spots and just kept him on crossbow, and it was a beast. And he after the game, he sent Nathan a message, and he was like, it was a voice message with some vulgarity in it, and telling him to leave the lobby because he is a bad word. But
he said a bad word.
So Nathan was like, no, you, and we just kept playing and trying to knife him purposefully just to make him mad. He finally left, but
did you end up winning that game?
Trying to find him.
I'm not sure. Nathan was. Well, what's y'all's favorite part of Call of Duty Black Ops?
Prestiging.
Oh my god! I mean, like a move.
My favorite part is when like I close the disc at night and go to bed.
My favorite part is burning it.
Oh, so you pirate games? You burn games, huh? I thought you just said you were against that.
I'm in a bonfire.
Don't burn it. I want to play it.
My culture, all right. No, I would have to say my favorite mode is Dead Ops Arcade.
Boring.
It's a joke.
That's not a joke. That's serious. I love Dead Ops. It's so much fun. And Nathan's part is zombies, I'm guessing.
Yes.
Which I am very disappointed by.
I'm disappointed in you, man.
I mean, me and Nathan, we played Darice, like, co-op a lot. Nice. Split screen. Screw you. We played Darice a lot, split screen. Not as much as y'all did online. But me and Nathan played a good bit split screen. But I was really looking forward to Black Ops Zombies in this game, and Black Ops, ironically, and I was kind of disappointed. Like, I felt like it just didn't feel as fun, and it was, like, a bit too difficult solo, and I wish
I'm glad they finally stepped it up.
It
was way too easy in World of War. I had to kill myself.
Nah,
I got so high on the leaderboards that I had to kill myself because I got bored.
Darice was perfect. Like, Darice was, like, just right. But I don't know. And 5 is beast, but Dead Ops is better.
What's y'all's favorite map on Black Ops?
Mine would have to be starts with an N, and that is Nuketown.
It's better than Rust.
I don't know.
I like it's way better than Rust. But I hope they bring back Dome in a map pack, because Dome was like the best map of all time.
That would be so awesome.
If they make a map pack for Black Ops, it better have Dome and Asylum and maybe Castle.
And,
All right, so we're going to talk right quick about Treyarch and Infinity Ward. I used to kind of hate on Treyarch because I felt like World of War was just a huge ripoff of Modern Warfare 1.
It wasn't a ripoff.
Modern Warfare 1 was
a
fantastic game.
Yes.
Well, I guess that's what you're supposed to do when you release a game from a series that somebody else invented, but they're made good. Like, think about all the crappy Call of Duty games before, like Infinity Ward blew the lid off of COD 2.
COD 2 was awesome. COD 2 was the best COD ever.
Games like Marathon.
So you don't even know any of Bungie games except Marathon, Halo. But I hated Modern Warfare. I hated it. Like, I said some stuff about the Infinity Ward employees that probably sent like straight to hell. Almost as much like giving somebody a rusty hook. Which, if you don't know what that is, you should Google that.
I don't think you want to know.
I think you do.
Dude, I love Modern Warfare 2
God, shut up.
I wanted to have it
shut up right now.
That game was so bad, but
it wasn't that bad.
The one
it was the players.
Here,
it was fine.
This kid thought that Turok was pretty good.
Turok sucked, dude. Turok was so bad. I thought. The sad thing is I got to the last level. That's the sad thing.
Tell us the story. Oh, and so Dopey, real quick. Well, what I was gonna say was, I thought that Infinity Ward, they made it so unbalanced, but the one thing they did do great, multiplayer, they did do great, is the maps. The Infinity Ward maps are so good. Like, I just loved each and every one of those.
You actually liked
Rundown.
They were just fantastic. Are you kidding me?
I didn't like Rundown. That was the worst one.
You have some problems.
That was the worst one, too. Like,
yeah,
Terminal
same.
Was
I love
great.
That one.
Okay, so you don't like all the maps, so you just lied to us.
Well, my bad. I didn't memorize every map. I tried to play that game as little as possible. But Rust was fun.
Okay, one out of, like, what, 15 maps?
Terminal's great. What are the other ones? All right, so, but I'm not hating on Treyarch. They did a good job with Black Ops, but I'm not a big fan of their maps. I think Launch is probably my favorite multiplayer map.
Are you kidding me?
I love Launch. That's
please tell me you're joking.
Ever.
It's a good idea for the whole rocket launching thing.
Very good.
I like that. It's so stupidly laid out.
Cool.
I don't like the way it's laid out.
Okay, so Dopey, Sergeant Dopey, how old are you, Dopey?
I'm 15.
Yes. Good job. All right.
15.
So you recently got your permit, right?
Yes.
To drive in the state of Texas?
With a legal guardian over the age of 21.
So you have a story to tell us, don't you, about getting your permit?
Yeah, that was unfun and stupid and stuff.
I haven't heard this story yet. Tell it.
Yeah, come
okay,
on.
So
we gotta tell the story.
I go through, I think it was a week of driver's ed to get, as long as you like go like the first 5 days or something like that, you're like eligible to get your permit and start driving. And so they have us bring our social security card and the our original birth certificate. So I bring that, and then he copies everything, he gives all this crap to take to the DMV or whatever to get it. So we get there. The first time, it was like 7:30 in the morning. We get there, and then they're like, oh, no, you need your original stuff, too. I'm like, why? So we didn't have the original copy of the birth certificate with us, and my stupid teacher or whatever did not tell me that I needed it. He told me I did not need it. And we did. So we had to come back the next day. We come back the next day with all the stuff, and then we get through all the crap, and then I'm taking my eye exam to make sure I can see so I can before I drive. So I fail the eye exam. I didn't even know.
And what did you say your eyesight was?
I do not have to look later. I don't remember. But it's terrible. Out of my right eye only.
almost legally maybe you should just cover your right eye while driving.
Wear an eye patch and shout "Arg" out the window.
Dude, just put in your monocle.
Anyway.
So do you have to wear, are you supposed to wear glasses?
Contacts. I was like, I told her, I was like, I'm either getting contacts or I'm dropping out of, or I'm going to drop out of driver's ed and just not even take it because I don't want glasses.
Your test is hard, dude. Like, here, you can take it in the redneck capital. You can take it in South Carolina. You can take it at school. And when you're 15, or it might be like a few months and then your birthday. But it's like, it shows a sign and it has like a deer on it. And then it's like ABC. And it's like, what does this mean? And it's like tigers, deer, or bears.
I'm going to go with tigers.
I'm going to go with
D, none of the above.
I'm going to go with dinosaurs and Turok.
I'm going to go with reindeer.
I mean, that's
reindeer.
How simple it is. Yeah, it's Christmas time. So, red nose. But, I'm going to talk about a fad that is, I think, is really dumb. So I was coming back from Georgia on my way to back to South Carolina where I live. And, well, you know how, like, Twitter is popular now? And so, like, all these just random places have, like, want you to follow them on Twitter.
Yes, we understand the gayness of Twitter.
All right, damn it. All right, so I was sitting there, and my dad pulled over at a gas station. I was in the car, and it was Circle K, which I don't know if you ever heard of Circle K.
I've heard of.
Exactly. They're not very big.
What is it, Circle K? What the heck is that?
It's a gas station.
It's a gas station.
They're down in Corpus Christi, Michael.
And
they're down in Corpus Christi. They're like nowhere else in Texas.
They had a sign, and it was like, "Follow us on Twitter." And I think that all these businesses and
wait, it's like, a gas station.
Stupid stuff.
Why would you want to follow a gas station on Twitter?
Exactly, that's my point. Like, what would they tweet
about?
Hey,
we just got a new sale on snow. What are those things called? Snow puffs or whatever. Those freaking nasty.
Got a new stock of gum. Come get your big redneck.
Got some cheese puffs going on.
Let's get them now.
On sale. 99 cents. 99 cents.
We'll fill you up with gas. With a low price of $2.63 a gallon.
Yeah, it's kind of stupid, and a lot of, like, companies and stuff are doing that. Like, my school district actually has a Twitter, and it has, like, 40 followers. Yeah. And it's kind of ridiculous. Like, what are they going to tweet about? Like, them winning football, which is, like, the only important thing to them?
Upcoming test.
Get ready for the EOC. Why are you on Twitter? You should be studying. Yeah, that's just, it's really dumb, and I'm interested to see what the next fad is. Like, I love Twitter, but it's like everything seems to be simpler, right? We had MySpace, and it's like the definition of interest, intricacy. It's like the definition of intricacy. Like, you get to customize your page, you get to put music on it, videos, pictures, backgrounds, all this stuff. And then it was like Facebook, and it's like, okay, now you don't have to do that. You just get friends, and you make posts, and you put up pictures, and, like, you don't have
all
to
that
decorate.
Was, I hated that crap. The whole MySpace, stupid. It was so stupid. Especially the kids that had, like, their music load, and then they'd have, like, a million pictures on there. They had this stupid background image that moved. It had a GIF on it or whatever. And it did not load, so you just had this stupid music in the background you couldn't do anything about.
I had 1.5 million photos on my page, by the way.
That's kind of gay. I never really got into MySpace because I just didn't want
to. I got in MySpace for about a week, and then I didn't remember my password, so I don't even know what happened to it. It's still somewhere out there.
The only people that are on MySpace now are, like, the
pedophiles.
The Twilight fans.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, they have, the Twilight background and the freaking, like, theme song or whatever. The intro song of all the Twilights.
Theme song. It's like, Twilight! But social media just continues to get simpler. So then it went from Facebook. Like, you have friends, you have pictures, you have games and stuff. It went even simpler to just Twitter. You have 100
more. It's
going
downhill.
It's just type.
All you do is you follow people, and they follow people. And then they came out with TwitVid and TwitPic. But that's kind of like a separate thing. Where, like, right now, you just give people
one. You skip Skype.
Skype is different. Skype's not really a social. I guess it kind of is. But it's more of a tool than, like, a
social network. It's not a social network.
Yeah.
I love that
movie. It's more of a tool than a network.
Do you guys know the social network that started it all?
Classmates.com.
I bet.
That's where I met my mom. No.
But what I was going to say was, like, where can it go from here? You're just giving words to other people. Like, words appear on their page. Where can it go?
Got it.
Give phrases to other people.
Or sentences. Choose. I mean, it's your choice. That's the customability of the social network.
All right. So, like, I mean, I'm all right with Twitter sticking around as long as they fix, like, problems. I remember, man, like, the fail whale was, like, the biggest thing ever. Like, I would try and get on Twitter, and it was, like, fail whale, fail whale, fail whale. I was like, damn it.
What is the thing now? It's some kind of monkey with his brain falling out or something? It's so dumb.
I don't know. I haven't seen it much.
Seen it at all.
Yeah. I'm glad they fixed those problems.
One thing I didn't like about the new Twitter, though, is after they updated it, nothing. My iPod didn't work. My phone didn't work. None of those apps I had worked. They're like, oh, for the new Twitter, you must pay for it. I'm like, okay, I'll go pay for it. It's $3.
For the new Twitter, yeah, pay the low price of $49.99 a month.
Three payments of $49.99
a month.
One Twitter.
Definitely. So yeah, I think there's this really stupid like Twitters that like people want you to follow. And that's kind of dumb. That I think has to be one of the dumbest things I've seen in a while. And it is called Cardwoo. And have any of you heard of this?
I mean, no. Yeah, no.
I haven't.
It is it's where you sell your gift cards to this third party company, and they will give you money. Which is like that just doesn't sound good.
Like the exact amount on the card, or
that would make sense. So I'm guessing like you get a percentage, like 60% or 70%.
Why would you do that when you can just use it on the stores to get more?
Well, what if somebody gives you like a gift card to like
or TGI like, friggin' like Denny's?
No, what if you're allergic? What if you're allergic to fish?
What if somebody gives you a gift card to like? Yeah.
Sell it on eBay. You can sell anything on eBay. I tried to sell my dog on eBay. I don't even have a dog.
I would just, like, sell it to my friend. I wouldn't sell my gift card to another company. But, like, the name just doesn't even make sense. Like, you would think it would come up with something, like, kind of catchy, but it's, like, Card Woo. Like, what does that have to do with gift cards? and then, like, there's some girl, and she's like, I knew with Card Woo. And I was like, what does that even mean? That doesn't make sense.
You know what that reminds me of? You know, I think it's that bug that's going around.
Oh, yeah, dude. Mike, Dopey, have you heard? There's a bug going around.
Uh-oh. What would that be?
Everybody's getting it. It's a coupon bug. Nah, I haven't used that site because I'm not unemployed 40-year-old whale.
80. Fail. Okay.
So yeah, that conversation derailed. So I'm out of topics. So Mike, what happened to you when you tried to finish Turok?
It's I don't even want to talk about it. It's terrible. It's so bad. Like, it's not just like the end. It's the whole game. Like, you continuously run out of ammo. Every time you die, you spawn, or the checkpoints are so far back. Like, it's just like, it's insane how far back you have to restart. And then if you have no ammo at the checkpoint, then you might as well just restart the whole game. Because you are just out of ammo and you just can't find any, and it takes like 200 shots to kill one freaking dinosaur, and you run out of ammo by doing that. And then the last level is a freaking, or I think the last level, I don't know, was a humongous T-Rex that he was, first of all, he was faster than you, he was obviously stronger than you, and so if you try to run away, that was an epic fail. All there is a humongous box in the middle of where you're supposed to run away. And so the only thing you can do is just run around the box, like, really tight around the corners. And then that's how you lose the T-Rex. And then you run over there, get, like, as much ammo as possible, which is probably about 13 bullets. Shoot it into the dinosaur, or T-Rex. And then eventually you just die. And then you restart it. And that's the fun of the last level of Turok.
You just ruined the ending for me.
Actually, that was the ending, because I've never beaten it. I got to the last level, and I was like, no, I'm sick of this. And I broke it in half and chunked it in the front yard.
Dopey, didn't you say you were going to do the same?
No, I was planning on running it over with an RC car.
And tape it.
But, you know, I didn't have 18 batteries to waste on my RC car, so I didn't do that.
It takes 18 batteries 12. For the RC car.
That's still insane.
God. That takes six.
What kind of battery? Car battery and put it on top of that thing.
Just put a car battery on it.
Six.
Move the C4. Go find some plutonium
and just put a car battery.
Power that thing. Go find some uranium, dude.
Or lithium batteries.
So, guys, something huge happens Tuesday.
Tuesday? My project's due. What is it? I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Inception comes out on DVD and Blu-ray.
Dude, are you kidding me? Never mind. Screw it.
Wait. We need to have a chat. All right, so you've seen Inception?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good, but no, I'm saying, like, how do you not have it already? Like, honestly?
Well, it's not out.
I know, but, like, honestly?
Someone's breaking law.
Well, you need to buy it from the hard-working filmmakers. The writers,
actually,
Christopher
Nolan. I mean, I don't have it personally. My cousin does. Like, my other cousin. He has it.
Yeah, sure. That cousin named John. John Doe.
But no. Like, it's a good movie, but yeah, it's something that you remember so well that you really just don't want to watch it again.
I had the opposite for me. It's the opposite for me. Like, I want to watch it.
That's
I
one of the very few movies I actually
want to
see more than once.
No. The movies that I want to see are the movies that I will watch over and over again are the comedy movies, like the stupid comedy, like Kick-Ass or Scott Pilgrim versus the World. I mean, those are the movies.
That is those are some movies.
All right, see, Nathan's had an orgasm. I haven't seen Kick-Ass. I don't really plan to.
It's epic. It's epically awesome.
I definitely don't plan to see that fail of a movie.
Oh, God.
Scott Pilgrim.
Oh, my gosh.
Nathan, like, I'm telling you, like, that's the definition of a nerd. Like, if you like Scott
then
Pilgrim,
you are epic.
You are
a legend.
So you're calling us nerds for, like, Scott Pilgrim? For liking Scott Pilgrim? And you're the one that was sitting here talking about how much of a Halo fanboy you are?
I mean, I'm not hating. I mean,
at least we don't
too,
play video games all day like you, like playing Halo.
I don't play
Halo
that much,
the,
right?
Halo Reach Edition Xbox.
All right. No, I mean, for real, though.
On a lighter topic.
Scott Pilgrim was made from a comic book.
Have you seen it?
It's just,
have
like,
you seen
the
it?
Definition. I've
oh,
seen
my gosh.
Okay.
That
how
does
that
even
count? So they took
watch it, dude. I've seen so many bad movies, like, and just watch it. You have to watch it, dude. You just have to. You can't just see the trailers. That is stupid.
Do you think it's as good as Nathan makes it out to be?
It is, dude. It's freaking awesome. It's awesome. It's epic.
I love you. It's awesome.
I don't believe y'all, but I might watch it. I might watch it.
You better.
But I'll tell you what I will be watching. Is
okay.
Inception.
On a side note,
it comes out
I watched
DVD
it the other night. On the way back from, where was I? Out of town, yes.
Oh.
All the way back from the moon.
I watched this movie I rented from this stupid Blockbuster machine. And it was the worst movie of all time. Don't watch it. It was called Ninja's Creed.
Ninja's Creed?
Speaking of ninjas, Ninja Assassin
was
a very good movie.
That was Haas.
How did we get from talking to games to movies?
Because I was reminding everybody to go pick up Inception Tuesday.
Sure, and rent that.
On Blu-ray and DVD? No, pick it up. Buy it. It's worth it. You need to watch this movie multiple times. This movie changed my outlook on life.
So you're going to go into Limbo or what? Is that where you're planning on living?
Don't ruin it for Nathan.
That doesn't ruin anything.
Well, I mean, it's got to be fresh, dude. You got to get it fresh. It's like bread.
No.
It's what? Fresh, like another.
I've seen some spoiled bread.
That's the. Yeah. And another huge thing happens on the same day. It's like media frenzy. So, real quick before I say that, Mike, what kind of music do you listen to?
Rap and rock. Like,
what kind of rap? Do you like, say, Lil Wayne?
Kinda. I like more like Eminem and Ludacris and, old rap. Like, Tupac and,
Sweet.
I don't know, stuff like that.
I do not like Lil Wayne. I do not like Gucci. I don't like any of Young Money. But I like Eminem, T.I., and I can name some other rappers, but I'll probably just bore you. So, big Eminem, big T.I. What about you, Dopey? What kind of music do you listen to?
You lost me an eye.
Metal / rock, or maybe, pretty much anything. Well, I used to
he
be
likes,
almost.
He likes Sex Ba-Bomb.
Yes, that's it.
That's my favorite, actually, is Sex Ba-Bomb. But obviously, yes. Obviously Dylan doesn't know who that is. So.
Obviously. So he just, he's the...
No idea.
He's the weird kid.
Obviously, we have a rapist in Linkin Park.
He's climbing in your window.
He's snatching your people up. All
right, we're not doing a duet. We're not doing a duet on the podcast. I'm positive. all right, that ruined the conversation. But a huge thing happens Tuesday, and that is T.I.'s brand new album, No Mercy, comes out. I'm definitely going to pick that up.
And by the way, you know how he like just got out of jail? Unfortunately, he went back in.
Yeah, he's back in prison for 7 months. And he didn't just get out of jail. He got out of jail in like 2009, all right?
My bad.
Like a year ago. A whole year, dude. Come on. I mean, yeah, that sucks, but I mean, he'll be all right. As long as he doesn't drop soap.
Yeah, watch out for Bagwell. He might stick something.
Yeah. Okay, nobody will get that if they didn't watch Prison Break. But just don't hold on to his pocket. All right. when he pulls his pocket inside out and he tells you to hold on to it, don't do it. Don't do it. It's a trap.
Ew. Somehow I'm just thinking of that, and it doesn't seem right.
It's not like that. But
watch out for that hand.
But wait, have you got that far where it's kind of?
I'm in the fourth season, like right in the middle or.
Oh wow, you like flew through it. Yeah. How are you like feeling about like the decline of the show?
I thought the third season just drug on. It drove me nuts. I was like, okay, escape already, I get it. But then I like the fourth one so far.
Dude, you just ruined like third season for people.
season one was one of the greatest.
That show has changed. Like, every
so
season
good.
That show changes, it's like it doesn't. Yeah, it's so weird. Like the complete different shows in each season. It's just the same character.
Yeah, probably not like we were just talking about a show that ended like a year and a half ago, but
it's like women. Gee.
It's a fantastic show. I fall behind on shows. Oh wow. I would rather just watch a really good show like every once in a while. I don't watch much TV. I watch one show on TV that currently airs, and that's How I Met Your Mother. And then I watch Lost every night because I'm catching up. Well, Monday or Tuesday when I got fourth and fifth season, the files for it, which I've pirated, I admit. But I plan on buying the DVDs. No, but I plan on buying the DVDs because if y'all don't know, Lost is the greatest thing ever. Like, you should follow me on Twitter, Dylan33X, follow Dopey. He's just like his name is on the site, is Sergeant Dopey with no space, Sergeant Dopey 13. And you should follow Nathan, it's Ant. Capital N, lowercase A, capital S, lowercase C. I know, but you should be proper.
Follow us on Twitter.
It's Naskama. That's his name.
Naskama.
I'll link in the links.
In the sidebar. Oh wait, this isn't YouTube. In the pants bar. No, it's still like YouTube.
In the crotch bar.
Sidebar. It's probably gonna be
whatever that little bar is where we can read items and descriptions about the show that we're not. Anyway.
Forward. No, but I love Lost, and it is the greatest thing of all time. It really is. Like, season two was fantastic, but it's slowly declining. Or actually, fastly. I don't know. Season three was pretty good. Like, it had its ups and downs. Season two was the greatest thing ever. I'm hoping season six will be fine. Like, fantastic.
Season six is super short. I don't know. During that stupid writer's strike, the same thing happened with season three of Prison Break.
Yeah, that was pretty short.
Like, this show was so popular, it came back every year, like baseball. It has so many seasons. How many does it have?
Lost. Yeah, Lost.
I thought it had seven.
Six? Yeah.
Six.
I thought it had more.
Yo, dummy. Well, anyways, I watched 5 Tuesday night, and I've been watching like one. Well, I watched like 3 the other night, and I watched 1 last night.
Yeah, you're right. There's
maybe 2.
There's 6.
But I'm like
6 seasons.
I only need like 5 or 6 more episodes in season 4, and then I gotta do 5, and then I'm gonna do 6. So surprisingly, I know what a twist of events. But
what a twist.
Yeah, so Lost is fantastic. Prison Break's fantastic. That's my second favorite show ever of all time. Fantastic show. Well, guys, we've been going for an hour now, and so gotta edit this baby up and put it on the site. So I just want to mention that check us out. You should check out the blog. If you have a Blogspot account, just follow, or a Gmail account, then just you can follow the blog. I think how that works, but honestly, you can just check it. I'm fine with that. I don't really care how many followers we get. Just page views is totally awesome. And check us out on that's blackboxerrockers.blogspot.com. And you can check us out on YouTube, which is The Boxer Rockers. And on Twitter, we are Boxer Rockers. And that's about it. You should add us on Xbox Live. I will put everybody's gamer tags in the link section. And that's about it, guys. Thanks for listening.